BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including bangers, an epic innuendo bingo with Greg James, and some new clips thanks to you lot. And one of our listeners is using his sick voice for a very good reason. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Chris, I'm concerned about what you're eating at the moment.
Why?
Because it seems to me that you are, well, you've only got a barbecue in your new house, no oven. So I'm concerned that you're just eating barbecue food all the time for every meal.
Yeah, but that's okay at the moment. I think most people are having barbecues every night.
I don't think they are.
I've got a new strategy to deal with it as well. I know the weather's not amazing around the whole of the UK today.
It's pretty good most places.
But in most places it is.
Yeah.
So if you're planning on having a barbecue tonight and every night like I am, just to make the most of the summer whilst it's here, what I've started doing is get the salad tucked away at lunchtime.
Right, so you have salad at lunch.
I have a tactical salad at lunch, which has never really been me.
All the meat at night.
Yeah, but I have the salad in the knowledge that all I'm going to eat is meat.
Right. This is going to have to stop at some point. You are going to actually have to buy something that you can cook with apart from a barbecue. The only thing you've bought for your house so far.
No, but it's such a good idea because, you know, before where you've been having a go at me about just having barbecues every night. Well, this solves that problem health-wise, doesn't it?
What are you having for breakfast?
That varies.
What meat?
That depends what meat, I've been up to the night before.
Meat that you've cooked from the night before. Wait, be honest.
Breakfast is up for grabs.
Right. Just a little concern, that's all, because it, like, the weather, this is going to be like the last bit of hotness, I think. It's going to get like winter soon.
It's so good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg James on Innuendo Bingo today. It's always a treat. 1:45, we've got some great clips as well today. Like, really good ones.
It's going to be a wet one, do we think?
100%. And on one of the hottest days of the year, why not?
Yeah, I'm down for that. Well, you saw this little video.
I'm down for whatever, like Kelly Rowland.
Of course. Saw this little video pop up on my Facebook. And anyway, clicked on it. It's had nearly 3 million views in 2 days.
Okay, is it good?
It's called The Best Comeback Ever and features possibly the greatest laugh I've heard. I dare anyone to challenge this guy in a laugh off.
So some total jerkwad just said that my laugh was gross. So I turned around and I said, yeah, well, your face is gross.
That's not his laugh.
But I mean, it's a good comeback, but completely overshadowed by the laugh in question.
So some total jerkwad just said that my laugh was gross. So I turned around and I said, yeah, well, your face is gross.
Oh, my word. I want to speak to this guy.
But I find myself copying his laugh now.
Go.
I've accidentally taken off.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people really not enjoying the laugh over lunch. Apologise about that. I maybe should have done a little warning. It is lunchtime, prime lunchtime right now. And you probably don't want to hear. So I won't play it again. Do apologise there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon to Greg James.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello.
Ready.
You ready?
Yeah, always.
So on the show tomorrow, we have got, off of Olympic synchro diving gold medals, Chris Mears and Jack Law. It's weird, the divers always gravitate to this show. I don't know why.
I think that's a great booking.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great booking, Scott.
Oh, and we're talking to Britney Spears. Sure.
Sorry.
Yeah, she's on tomorrow.
Okay, you can't just be that casual about that.
Yep, she's on. Big show tomorrow. And then you've got a big show in the evening. It's like an annual thing you do now.
Yeah, so with Hugh Stevens tomorrow night, if you're listening and you're panicking maybe about your GCSEs or you're excited about going to Reading and Leeds, we always do a pre-Reading and Leeds post-GCSE results show. And that's going to be tomorrow night, 10 p.m. It's going to be me picking half the songs, Hugh Stevens picking half the songs. We'll get loads of you on the phone, loads of you doing all sorts of stuff.
Honestly, it's a really, really good listen. So try and get it tomorrow if you've not heard it before. What year is it in now? What, fifth or sixth?
I think fifth year. It's
wow.
Like, it's nice because it's like late night.
Yeah,
late
it's night good. Radio 1. Do you like doing late night radio 1?
Yeah, it's great.
Is it good?
Just do like phone-ins and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun. So have a listen tomorrow night.
It makes
10.
Hugh a bit more cheeky as well.
Yeah,
he's
absolutely
a cheeky
does.
Side.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be getting your results tomorrow, just have a little party with Greg and Hugh tomorrow night on Radio 1. 10 p.m.
10 p.m. Be there.
Are we ready for Innuendo Bingo? Because the cameras are on.
Of course.
Let's
ready.
Do it.
Of course. I'm home.
You're back at home. Welcome home.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
If you'd both like to talk me through your outfit choices today for people that aren't watching on the Radio 1 website.
Yeah, well, I've gone for... It's a half cop-out, I'm afraid. Normally...
Are they pyjamas?
They are some pajama bottoms that I found in the office.
But this is what you wear in bed, isn't it? It's pajama bottoms. And it does look like you're Radio 1 Live Lounge.
Yeah, and I found a Live Lounge shirt. And because we were all doing the Live Lounge today with Clara, I thought this was an appropriate one to wear. So yeah.
It's good today, wasn't it? That?
It's actually quite a nice T-shirt, this. Nice bit of merch.
Yeah, a bit of merch. Chris, you've gone for the same look, but on the top half.
No, I've just worn my summer clothing. Okay. So it's swim shorts and a very nice shirt.
Are these actually swimming shorts?
I don't know if they're officially swimming shorts.
Have they got netting? They've got netting, yeah.
Oh,
they've
got the net.
Yeah, they've got netting. Have you got pants on as well?
Pants on as well, yeah.
Didn't need them. You didn't need them. No, made a mistake there.
That's an error as well, because I've only got one pair of pants to wear with, so if they get wet underneath, I'm wet all day. Han. And I can't remove them now, obviously.
No, you don't want to be wet all day.
The lining.
You'll get that chafing problem again that you had before. Do you remember how to go to the doctor?
These are the netting that you always get bits of bits of sand in it and stuff.
Come on then, lads, let's crack.
Come on then. Yeah, okay. I always look forward to the Greg ones. Yeah. I feel that they're a bit naughty.
Let's see how we go.
First, we're going.
Don't overthink it.
All right, no.
Don't overthink it.
It might be rubbish. It might be awful.
Just pretend we're not on the radio.
Yeah. And we're normally doing for this anyway. Water, please.
Have you heard the show?
Yeah. We're going to ITV now for the news. Presenting in a live environment can actually be very stressful. But Tom Bradbury, so laid back, isn't he? I do like his style.
Do you?
Do you not? I quite like the kind of laid back approach to the news, you know?
He always starts it like he's about to say a joke.
Yeah, but that's because he's talking to you, he's not reading it. I like his style.
He's a bit like, he's modelled his news reading on James Bond.
Yeah, I like it.
He's like, oh, yeah, some stuff happened, an Olympic plane landed.
Have you heard the one about a horse? And then it goes into a story.
I enjoy him. Water, please. Tom is the ultimate professional, but even the very best of us can let our minds wander from time to time. I like that I included myself in the best of us. Can let our minds wander from time to time.
And Arena has more on how Pokemon Go and other augmented reality apps could change your life. So go to our website, itv.com.
Yeah. Well, that could have been a very different website. Will and Rugby sent us that one.
Thanks, Will.
It's an easy mistake to make.
Isn't it just?
ITV.com.
Yeah. Okay.
/what?
Water, please. Mm-hmm. Now we're going over to the BBC's, quite frankly, brilliant coverage of the Olympics. Mm. You got your waters there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. We are now joining the action in an all-Chinese table tennis final. Now, despite going on to win the gold medal, it seems that Ding Ning was getting herself in all sorts of trouble fairly early on in the game.
Yeah, she's taking it particularly early right now, not rendering a lot of angle because she's playing with such pace, but right through the belly of the table, but very early, very strong. Ding's struggling to get it out of Li Zhaozhi's slot.
We're off.
And we're off. Terrible situation to be on television.
Ding struggling to get it out of Li Zhaozhi's slot.
But Ding did win the gold in the end, so well done.
Ding wins. Yep.
Ding Ning wins.
He was going at the name.
I know. Water, please. Now it's one of our favourites from last week, and it's Farming Today on Radio 4. What is great about this show is they're not afraid to ask the sort of question that you probably would ask your mates in the pub after a couple of drinks.
It could be the other way around. It could be that their main driver is badgers, or it could be that it's a mixture of the two. So unless you know, your policy for the control of TB is really in an evidence vacuum.
How can you find out from this, though, whether a badger is a giver or a receiver?
That was the best spray I've ever seen you do, Greg. You right, Chris?
Yeah, right.
Kind of blowback took you by force there.
How can you find out from this, though, whether a badger is a giver or a receiver?
Yes. I don't think we ever found out in the end.
I think it's just because
I'd quite like to know.
The reason I like that one so much, it was so serious for ages. And we were like, this is a bit much.
Okay. Quite refreshing today on one of the hottest days of the year, isn't it, lads?
Yeah, 29 degrees outside, yeah.
Water, please.
Right. What an image. Sorry, I can't stop thinking about it.
What, the badger, I know. Yeah.
ITV.com.
No. No.
We're now going to the men's weightlifting final. Mm. 105 kg, if you please. Ooh. And it's Michaela Breeze telling John Harker what her preferences are.
I don't know, each lifter, I guess, has their own preference. For me, I used to prefer the snatch. Mm-hmm. It was over quicker. It didn't hurt as much.
Great.
For me, I used to prefer the snatch.
Each to their own. Water, please. Thank you, Brian, for sending that one in from the weightlifting. Brian, if you spot an email, then send it to... Sorry, if you spot an innuendo, you can email it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Now we're going to BBC One, Homes Under the Hammer with Martin Roberts. Now, I'm not looking to move house myself at the moment, but this does sound like a place I'd certainly like to live in.
In the village of Brandon, near Durham, I find a semi which just keeps on giving.
Oh, no, 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 it's not what it looks like, Greg. It's a fold.
What's happened?
Have you? No, it's just a fold. It's just the way it happens sometimes, and it's a pleat.
It's a pleat, but it looks really like he's really happy.
Come on. It's a fold.
It's the pleat.
It's the pleat. We'll be careful with that pleat.
I find a semi which just keeps on giving.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
It happens in water. It just sort of bubbles up in these shorts.
What does? Oh, right. Oh, like off of when you go swimming?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Water, please.
Going camping. He's got his tent.
Let's move away from the Olympics for a moment and over to one of the best clips from last week, Inside the Factory on BBC Two, one of my faves. Ready, lads?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is where you get to see the goings-on in a real-life factory.
Got a bogey.
Oh, God.
It's not real life. It's life.
You can't who bogeys. They're still on.
It's our actual life.
I know.
30.
What's going on?
30 years old.
This is...
You've got a bogey. At school.
All right. Is it gone?
You've got a pleat.
It's gone now.
Yeah. At least I haven't got one of those.
Yeah. Embarrassing. The cameras are on.
Thank God it's just a bogey for me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, in a factory 20 years ago, regulations were a lot more relaxed and, like, kind of more easygoing on the shop floor.
Honestly, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really? OK, go on then.
20 years ago, there would be people flicking the beams off with spoons.
Only also, 20 years ago.
At the start of that, it sounds like that... That's your laugh, Scott, at the start.
Honestly.
That's you. Why are you
Why
there?
Am I in a factory? I've got factory laugh, yes.
Honestly, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
OK, go on then. 20 years ago, there would be people flicking the beams off with spoons.
With spoons?
Oh. Factory laugh.
Water, please. Shut up. I hate my laugh.
No, your laugh's good. It's not. It's funny. It makes me laugh.
Back to the same show, Inside the Factory. Never one to miss out. Here is Greg Wallace. Mm. And he is getting stuck in the same way they did 20 years ago.
Back at the factory, it's been 52 minutes since I released my beans from the bag.
I haven't heard that one.
It was different times back then.
Since I released my beans from the bag.
And finally, let's head over to BBC Breakfast.
Oy, oy.
Water, please.
Finally, we've only just got going.
I know. Perry Shakes Drayton and Dame Kelly Holmes are discussing Usain Bolt. Now, Dame Kelly Holmes has been on the television ever since she finished competing, of course. But it's kind of... What? She
what
has.
What's that fact for?
I'm trying to set up the clip,
facts.
Guys.
Like you going, and I'm not looking to buy a house, yeah, but if I was... Yeah. Factory laugh.
Waff, 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 waff.
Okay.
Dame Kelly Holmes. Quite amazing how she managed to stay in television for so long with this kind of comment.
No, he just brings that energy and he's running, does the talking and he plays to the crowd. I love it. And he does a little bit of a dance as well. We all love a bit of a dance.
And as an athlete, he's just an incredible athlete, isn't he? You know, everyone says, how can he do it? But look at the size of him. Look at the size of his length.
Dame Kelly Holmes there.
But look at the size of him. Look at the size of his length.
And that was today's Indian Bingo with Greg James. How are you feeling?
Feel great.
Yeah.
I feel great.
You look great.
Thank you very much.
Oh, one of the best. if you want to see that later, we'll get a video for you on BBC iPlayer and YouTube.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Pizza's been on from Cheddar. He sat down last night in front of Big Telly. And do you know what he watched, Chris?
What's that?
Your documentary about the extreme festivals.
The world's most extreme festivals.
It's on BBC iPlayer now. He says, I don't think I've ever seen anyone look more out of place.
I think that's fair.
You made some new friends. What do you think you'll stay in touch with your new friends from the extreme festival?
Yeah, I'll stay in touch with Mankini from the festival.
The big bearded bloke in the Mankini.
My friend who, he wears a bikini all around the festival.
Yeah. We can't really say much else about what happens in this documentary, but if you're easily kind of offended, then I'd give it a miss.
Yeah, well, no, that rules people out of it, Scott. What I would say is if you do go through all the initial checks at the start, because you've got tick boxes saying you're old enough, and there's all the warnings.
Love that you've got
you'd
warnings.
Expect, all of the warnings.
It's good, isn't it? Do you feel explicit?
If you're up for ticking all those boxes, and you do, and then you get through, just give it a minute. And if you don't like it within a minute...
Give it a minute, yeah?
Yeah.
It gets more full on after a minute.
That's what I'm saying.
My mum's down at the moment. Could I watch it, let's say, this evening over a burger with my mum?
I would love you to do that, but film her reaction to it.
Okay.
That would be the dream for me.
What's it called? Where did we find it on iPlayer?
So, the world's most extreme festivals is about, it's the gathering of the juggalos. You can't miss it. It's a picture of a guy with a really scary face. Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer.
So, churches were in the live lounge today, and they had a little extra help from Clara, Miss Ampho on keys. So I don't know whether you know, and you listen to Clara, she took on a challenge to relearn the piano at the start of the year and to perform in the live lounge for this thing called BBC Get Playing. And if you are learning an instrument or you want to learn an instrument, maybe for the first time, or you want to relearn something you tried and failed at school, all you need to do, we've got a website for that, www.bbc... Oh, I just said www. What are you doing? Don't worry about it. bbc.co.uk/getplaying. Get Playing on bbc.co.uk. There's loads of masterclasses and tutorials on there. You don't even need to be able to read music or have any musical experience, but if you just fancy giving it a go, www.bbc.co.uk/getplaying.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
Yes, Aidan.
Hello.
What's occurring?
Oh, just on the tractor, Scott. On the tractor.
Okay, how old are you, Aidan?
18.
18, and the tractor is where today?
In Bedfordshire.
Can I ask you, is it a Massey Ferguson?
No, it's not, unfortunately. It's John Deere.
John Deere. No, still good. Still good. Still good.
Yeah, do you want to sound the horn?
I don't know if you'll hear it over the engine, but you can give it a go. Do you hear it?
Yes.
There we go.
I couldn't hear it myself. I always think it's going to be something spectacular, and it rarely is.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That's the John Deere for you.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
Yeah, saving up for a Massey.
Yeah, of course.
Don't even know what that means. Okay, right. So you know about bangers. You know what happens, yeah?
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, who do you normally pick?
Normally Chris.
Okay.
Scott, you have been putting out the bangers lately, I must say.
Yeah, I just think I feel I've got a new lease of life on it. This is what I've got for you today. When you see my face up against you, hell, up against you, hell. You've kind of forgotten about it. All American Rejects gives you hell.
That's a good one, that is.
Good old tractor music, that one, actually.
Yeah.
Good song, that, Aidan. Or you can have this. Classic Coldplay, Every Teardrop.
That's a good one.
I bloomin' love this song.
Yeah, I saw them live a few months back, and they were brilliant.
Mm. Right, well, it's all up to you.
Oh, wow. It's a hard one today, I must say. A jolly good. Jolly good choices.
Jolly good.
But, dunno. I reckon I'm going to have to give it to Chris this time.
Okay.
1-0.
Fine.
Good man.
Yeah. Fine. I want to put All American Rejects back on.
Yeah. There's a lot of outrage, actually, that you lost to that Coldplay song. But I think that Coldplay song's epic.
I think they're both good. But I've heard that recently, though.
No.
I haven't heard All American Rejects for ages.
How good is that line? I'd rather be a comma than a full stop. That always sticks with me, that line. I love it.
Yeah, but what about the line, hope it gives you hell, hope it gives you hell, hope it gives you hell.
It's the big debate.
Classic of our time. Oh! The Scott Mills Daily. Still my idea of absolute hell, the feet thing.
I still think
I don't want anyone's feet rubbing against mine. It's horrible. Hate feet.
But I still think he's saying, your feet rubbing up against my...
And beep. Then,
and exactly, centering out a word.
No, it's up against mine. I'm not keen. Hey, listen, I was going to ask you, have you been back to the gym since your stressful gym induction?
Oh, no. Do you know what? There's a real issue brewing with the whole gym thing.
Right. Well, not really. You just need to go.
Yeah.
You've had your induction. You know how to use the machines.
But I had this induction with this really nice guy and he was like, brilliant. So, and he'd written out this program of stuff that I then needed to do for the next week.
I know. You showed me, yeah.
And I didn't go back the next day. I was like, I'll definitely be back the next day. Didn't go back the next day.
Well, and they also listened to Radio 1.
Yeah. And I haven't been back since. What I'm worried about is they do know what we do here. They do listen to the radio.
I think they do.
Because I was actually thinking at one point of calling with my ill voice, you know, my sort of fake ill voice.
Yeah, we were talking about this on the breakfast show last week. Because everyone's got an ill voice.
Yes.
I think we started talking about it because, remember, Adele had to issue that apology.
Yes, that's
because she was
right.
Too ill to do a show. And she actually was ill, but therefore had an excellent sick voice.
Mm. Hello, everyone. Specifically, everyone in Phoenix and Arizona. I can't do my show tonight, my second show here. I'm really, really sorry. I've had a cold for a couple of days and I've been pushing through it and I did my show last night.
And also, do you remember the all-time classic sick voice, Kelly Rowland, when she called in sick on X Factor from Miami but couldn't fly back?
Kelly, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm sorry to ask you this, Kelly, but the name of the act you're sending home tonight, please.
This is so hard because I know how bad both of you guys want this, but I see how bad one of you wants it more than the other, and
what
I have
great
to be completely honest. The act that I'm sending home is so cheap.
it's better than I remember
the act that.
That
I'm sending home. Who did she send home?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
So the problem is I can't do the sick voice, as they obviously listen to Radio 1. So I can't do the sick voice on the phone than be here.
Do your sick voice now.
Hey, I can't come to the...
And then you're doing Kelly Rowland voice. Hang on.
The act that I'm sending home is Sophie.
No, none the wiser.
I can't
I just really needed to find out.
I can't come to the gym today because I'm really ill.
Yeah, you're on the radio every day.
Why do I go American?
Hey, because you're doing Kelly Rowland.
The act that I'm sending home is Sophie.
Go again.
Hey, Jim. The Scott Mills
Daily. You know what you need, mate? A gym buddy. Then you might go a bit more often to the gym.
You're volunteering?
I don't really live near you. Otherwise, I would go with you and I would spot you.
I don't think you would.
I definitely would. And I make you stick to it as well. Chris is concerned that he's been for his gym induction and he was considering using his sick voice to ring up and go, I can't come to the gym.
I can't come anymore.
To the gym. You remember my mate Dino, the actor?
Yeah.
He's an actor. He's on the line now. Hi, Dino.
All right, mate, how's it going?
Yeah, good. All right, thanks.
All right.
Yeah, what's going on?
I just heard on your show you talking about ill voices, so I've called in because I think I haven't had a very good ill voice.
What's your technique?
My technique is not to sound too ill, because yes. If you sound overly ill, it just sounds really rubbish.
Yeah.
But I kind of sound like I'm trying to be optimistic with a bit of tiredness thrown in. And I'm really like I'm really keen to come into work, and like I will come in if you want. But then for them to actually go, no, don't be silly.
You've really gone through the psychology of this, haven't you?
Well, think about it. Dino's an actor.
Yes, true.
That's the big advantage to you putting on an ill voice is you should be good at this. This is kind of your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So, do you want me to play the part of the boss or?
Yeah. So if you could just be like, just answer your phone.
Yeah.
And then what I do is I don't tend to speak straight away, so it's kind of like I can't quite find the phone because I'm discombobulated,
right.
And then I'll speak in a second.
Okay, right. This is great. Okay, here we go. Hello?
Hi, Katie?
Hello, yes?
Katie?
Hey, I'm so sorry to be calling, and I'm supposed to be in half an hour, but I've been literally up since 3. My stomach has been going wild. I've just been sick literally constantly since...
Oh, wow. Sorry. Are you okay?
I'm really, really not feeling well. I've just literally had this bug. I think my husband had it, and I thought I was fine, but I'll be fine to come in a couple of hours, I'm sure. I'm just really...
No, you don't sound well at all, though.
I don't want to leave you in the lurch, though. I know I did it last month. I'm really sorry.
I know, but you just have been ill a lot lately. Listen, I would, Dino, I would leave it today. And just,
okay, are you sure?
Yeah, just get yourself better. That's the main thing, okay?
Okay, I'm just going to literally go straight back to bed.
Yeah. All right,
incredible.
Okay.
This is incredible.
I'm so sorry.
Like, it's also very interesting hearing how people describe their symptoms. Because no one wants to say to their boss what is really going on. So it's always done in a very colourful way, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the more decorative and violent it is, I think the more they kind of go, "Woo!" and don't want you anywhere near them.
I really thought about this and obviously done it a few times before.
Yeah.
It's very naughty.
Yeah.
Right, okay, you don't need to do ill voice anymore, you're done.
Okay, good.
All right, speak to you in a bit.
See you in a bit.
Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Another call now. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Scott.
You right?
Not too bad, how are you?
Good, how can I help?
I'm just about, well, very, very shortly about to use my sick voice to try and get out of work this afternoon, funnily enough.
Oh, no. Oh, is this a wise move to come on air?
It's really not. No, it's really not. I'm taking a bit of a gamble, to be honest with you, but the whole thing is a bit of a gamble, so why not?
So are you at work at the moment?
I am. I'm just hiding out the back now.
And okay. You're suddenly going to fall sick?
I've been slowly chipping away and laying hints for the last sort of 24 hours.
Right. What have you been saying?
Just, you know, I feel a bit rough and, you know, just sort of saying, I might have to go home shortly, but then saying, no, don't worry, I'll pull through. All in preparation for taking off today.
Why is today so important to be ill?
My local football club, have quite an important game this evening up in London, which I just can't miss. So,
what's your team?
Bristol Rovers.
Yes, Rovers.
The Rovers.
Rovers. And, okay, so you're in Bristol, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, we're giving away too many details. And shall we give you a new name?
Yes.
What do you want?
Gandalf?
Gandalf, yes. Gandalf, I like that.
This is pointless because you've already given your name. But, yeah. Okay, Gandalf.
So we'll stop calling you Greg and we'll call you Gandalf from here on in.
Okay.
Done.
So what's the plan then, Gandalf?
I'm going to go into my boss's office shortly, remind him that I've been sort of ill the last 24 hours or so, tell him it's got progressively worse today, and I've got no choice but to go home and go to bed.
But the plan is you're not going to bed. You're going off to the football.
Definitely not going to bed. No,
this is making me really scared for your job.
I think right now, yeah, that's exactly it. We should say this is a very bad idea.
Yes.
Well, it's not it's a situation where I just can't miss this game. It's too big a game to miss. Obviously, my job is very important, but football is probably a bit more important.
Do you know, it's really got me thinking. If there was a Watford match on at the same time as the show, would Chris do this to me? That he really couldn't miss? Or would you just take it off his holiday?
I don't think I've ever deployed a sick voice to avoid seeing you at work. I've done it in social time.
I know.
But I've never done it in... I've never done it in work hours, of course. It's actually a very, very bad thing to do.
Yes, it is.
Terrible.
I feel like I don't want any part of this.
Yes.
But we're in it now.
But that said, this is something that you seem to be doing.
Right. Can we hear your sick voice?
Yeah, of course. I've been just sat in the car working on it now, actually.
You're in the car, so hang on. You're meant to be at work at the moment.
I'm already skiving. I'm already skiving in preparation for my skiving.
Okay. Let's hear it then.
I was going to leave with... I'm really sorry to trouble you. I know you're busy, but as you know, I've been feeling really rough the last day.
You sound the same.
It's just got... Really?
Yeah, I mean, the cough was good.
Right, more coughing?
No, that's the problem. You do the cough, and then it's just your normal voice from there on in.
Right.
When I heard the cough, I was like, oh, this is going to be good, and then it was just your normal voice. So I would do cough and then croak a bit more. Come on, let's hear it.
Right, okay. Oh, sorry about that. As you know, I've been feeling really, really quite rough the last 24 hours.
As you know.
Too much.
I'm really sorry. I don't want to let you down and let anybody else down.
Sounds like you're squeezing one out.
I'm gonna have to go home. I can't concentrate. I'm sweating.
Cough again.
My stomach's been evacuating itself.
This is horrible.
Terrible.
I really don't advise that you should do this.
No.
Hearing the sick voice as well just makes me think more. It's
not convincing.
What game is it? Isn't it just the EFL Cup early rounds?
Yes, it is true. But being a small club, you don't often get the chance to play Chelsea, and therefore you've got to take it when it comes.
Could you not have taken this as holiday?
Well, unfortunately, because we only qualified for said game week before last, it was too late.
The thing is, Gandalf, right, this is morally wrong. So I am going to step away from this now. But I tell you what you could do for me, all right?
Yep.
If you do decide to go through with sick voice for your boss...
Which we don't recommend.
No, then give me a ring back. Or actually, even if you bottled it and didn't do it, give me a call back, yeah. All right?
Oh, it's definitely happening. Right. I'll just let you know.
Okay, well, that's your decision, not mine.
Okay.
Okay, well, hopefully I'll speak to you in a bit then.
Yeah.
All right, give me a call back.
Good luck, Gandalf.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The
Scott Mills Daily. Spoke to a guy called Gandalf earlier. Not his real name, we changed it. And
I wish it was his real name. I wish one day we could say we spoke to Gandalf earlier and it was his actual name.
He, well, probably is in his boss's office right now trying to get the afternoon off. So he's telling his boss in his best sick voice that he's ill. He actually just wants to go to his team's football match tonight.
Yeah, and he's happy to come on Radio 1 and explain his situation. We were all for sharing, like, that's pretty cool. But, you know, word does get around national radio station and all.
Yeah, I mean, you are often surprised that people pick up on things because it goes out everywhere.
You don't realise.
You don't. Tony from Birmingham just heard that caller trying to pull a sickie. So funny. I hope his boss isn't listening. He said that they don't listen to Radio 1, but that, like you say, we've got social media now. My girlfriend used to hang upside down when phoning in sick. It actually does the trick. That's from Rog in Glasgow. No sick voice needed. I just come up with a bad excuse when I'm bored at work. That's from Adam in Castleford. Well, like I said, it was nothing to do with us. We're not encouraging people to phone in sick in any way. It's his own decision. But I really hope it calls us back. The Scott Mills Daily. I can't believe this. He's called back.
He's on.
Hello, Gandalf.
Hello, Scott.
Now, we spoke to you earlier and you said that you were going to go into your boss and use your sick voice, your best ill voice, to get off work this afternoon. What were you trying to get off work for?
I was hoping to go and watch the football, basically. Yeah.
So it's your team, which is Bristol Rovers?
Yep.
And they're on tonight?
They are. We've got Chelsea.
Okay, so you're in Bristol, you need to get to London. Did you go and see your boss?
I did. I braved it. I went in, fronted up, and I'm now out.
Fired or ill?
Well, I'm not fired yet, although we'll see what happens tomorrow, I guess. But I am out. I'm ill. I am so sad at home in bed.
although I'm actually just waiting to be picked up.
Oh, I'm really scared.
This is horrendous. What if I take you're going to try and avoid any cameras there? You don't want to be on TV on the match highlights.
I hadn't even thought of that, Chris. That's a very good point. I have to keep my head down. I might wear a disguise.
Well, do a Gandalf disguise. Full wizard.
I might wear a Gandalf disguise. Okay. Well, but that might draw more attention, though.
Oh, yeah. Imagine you are technically ill from work and you're there dressed as Gandalf at the football. Hard to justify.
It'd be incredibly hard to justify. I don't know how you explain that to your boss.
I can't even remember when we started calling you Gandalf in the first place. Oh, it's because you didn't want your real name to be
on. Yeah, you didn't want to be known as Greg in case his boss listens.
Yeah. You do know this goes out on the radio to the whole UK, right?
I do, but we don't listen to Radio 1 in the office.
Yeah, we've got quite a popular podcast as well.
Yeah.
That's true.
People talk, you know, on social media and that.
Yeah. Well, I had to take the gamble. It was a calculated risk, and we'll see if it pays off.
What did you say to your boss? Like, tell me exactly how it went.
I went in and I said that, you know, I've been feeling ill the last 24
hours. No, do it in the ill voice.
Oh, Neil voice. I went in and I said, you know, I've been feeling ill the last 24 hours. Well, it's just got worse and worse. At this point, he said, well, I didn't know you'd been ill the last 24 hours. So that just completely backfired straight away. Mm. And I had to just improvise, really. And I said, well, yeah, I have. And it's just got worse. And I think I'm going to have to go home and go to bed, I'm afraid.
Do you think he bought it?
Well, he let me go, but it's kind of one of those where he didn't really have much of a choice, did he? He didn't seem exactly enamoured with it, and I've got a suspicion I might get called in for a chat tomorrow, but I'm out.
Yeah. Okay, well, you get to go to the game tonight. I'm interested in how this plays out the rest of the week, though.
Yeah, so, well, so am I.
you will keep me up to date with this, right?
Absolutely, Scott. I'll keep you up to speed.
I mean, you're in deep now. For obvious reasons, this is, and it goes without saying, this is a terrible idea,
and if you remember earlier, we wanted absolutely nothing to do with it. Normally, I would be like, yeah, go for it. But in this occasion, you were on your own. But thanks for sharing.
No problem at all. Wish me luck.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're back tomorrow with guests ahoy. Chris Mears and Jack Law, off of the Olympic gold medalists, and Britney Spears. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.